Hello and welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 13th January 2021. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Palace Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean. This is the first day of the MCO lockdowns for the next 2 weeks in Malaysia. Well, most of Malaysia, most of urban Malaysia. And I'll be home in my room doing my podcast from the comforts of staying away from the outside. In any case, let's begin with our news for the week. Everyone is scrambling to find WhatsApp alternatives. WhatsApp has recently updated their terms of use, stating that all WhatsApp details will be shared with Facebook come February. Feeling a sense of panic due to this sudden privacy concern, people have been looking for alternative chat apps to jump into, which includes Signal and Telegram. Here are two things that we need to understand before we all leave WhatsApp en masse. Number one, if you're already using Facebook and Instagram, you don't need to be afraid because Facebook already has more than enough information on you, even if you leave WhatsApp. If you truly care about your privacy against Facebook, you will need to delete all of Facebook's apps, including Instagram, WhatsApp as well, and also Messenger as well. So the only thing that WhatsApp is doing now is connecting perhaps the final mile, right? Because WhatsApp wants to set up an advertisement platform to show ads, and they need to know who to show ads to. And by connecting your WhatsApp account with your Facebook account, Facebook gets a clearer picture of who you are. Which leads to number two. WhatsApp sharing your details does not include your chats. Your chats and calls are by official accounts end-to-end encrypted, which means that they are secure. End-to-end encryption means that sending and receiving, you have an encryption and decryption key, and only both parties have that unique key, and WhatsApp does not have the key and therefore is not able to see what's inside your chats. So this means that WhatsApp and Facebook won't have the access key to read your chats. This as this is what is advertised, so please take this statement with a pinch of salt. Do not come and grill me and put me on a stake and burn me for what I'm saying. I'm not stating it as it is a fact. I'm stating it as what is official in WhatsApp's accounts based on their statement. So what they are taking is actually our contact number, and which I believe that most of us has already given, because if you connect your Facebook to your phone's contact list to get friends, Facebook already has all your friends list. Even if you don't, your friends who open up their contact list to Facebook has allowed Facebook to get your phone number as well. So no way around it. Possibly the hobby group chats that you're in, because from there Facebook is able to find out who you are and what you like and what you don't like. So, and also the businesses that you interact with, and based on the industry of these businesses, Facebook assumes that you're interested in categories and products and services that the businesses represent. So therefore they will think that you're interested in these things and therefore will show ads to you. And also your location data, which, to be honest, most of us has already given to Facebook already, one way or the other, in more ways than one. Most importantly, yeah, of course, your phone number as well, so which most of us has already given as well. So personally, I think we all need to move away from WhatsApp. I mean, I'm not for or against. I just believe that Facebook has gotten so big that we are stifling competition and not allowing the small players to get a foothold on what's going on. And because of that, because of the lack of competition, the incumbent is not really encouraged and motivated to perform better and provide us with a better service, because they don't need to, because they have no one else to compete with, right? As long as they kill whoever who grows to a size that threatens them. In most cases with technology companies, they will buy them out and then they will continue to become the incumbent. So those who try fail because their clients and customers all use WhatsApp, because many of us have tried to switch away from WhatsApp, but we still have WhatsApp around because that's where our customers usually are, and whenever they want to chat with us, that's the default. It is the default app at this point, so it's very difficult to move away from it. Perhaps you and your friends can try it out, but if you really think that you want to do this in order to curb Facebook's ability to track you and get more details on you, I don't think it'll work. The only way to properly do that is just to delete all of Facebook's apps. So, in response to these rumors and allegations, Facebook stated that these new terms only apply to messaging businesses and not between private chats. Private chats between users. This is to serve ads to users based on their communication with WhatsApp business accounts. So, we will be able to see ads, and Facebook will only track data. Facebook will only collect the data once we connect with WhatsApp businesses and those who are using WhatsApp's servers to store all these communications and everything like that. So, which means that if you do not engage with any of the WhatsApp businesses, chances are, based on their terms of use, terms of based on their clarification, you will not face up. Sorry, WhatsApp will not track your information, will not collect data on you. That is what they say. This may change, it may not, we don't know. We do agree that WhatsApp needs to run a profit since its inception and is purchased by Facebook for quite a lot of money. WhatsApp hasn't started profiting yet. Officially, I'm stating this as a matter of what WhatsApp is supposed to be. Officially, WhatsApp isn't even collecting our user data because they can't see what we do and what we talk about. And if they don't see what we talk about, they don't know our behavioral data, so that therefore they can't sell anything. So, which means that WhatsApp as an entity, standalone entity, has been running at a loss ever since its inception. One alternative before WhatsApp was purchased by Facebook was that we were required to pay $1 per year to continue to use the services. Once Facebook purchased it, WhatsApp stopped looking at this option. And they came back to this option a few times, and right now they decided that they want to run ads on WhatsApp, kind of like what Messenger is doing, but not to the scale of Messenger, because Messenger is an open-ended chat platform where Facebook can see everything that we talk about. It's a bit harder for WhatsApp because they committed to an end-to-end encryption, so it's very little data they'll know, and if people run ads with very low targeting, these ads won't sell. So, whether or not you can accept ads in your chat is another matter altogether, right? Whether or not WhatsApp and Facebook is the one that is collecting it or someone else is collecting it is another matter altogether, because Telegram will also be bringing ads to their one-to-many chat rooms. One-to-many chat rooms are essentially chat forums. Signal will also perhaps do the same as well. If they have no other way to make money besides charging you subscription fee, they will run ads. Every single entity needs to run a profit, right? And so if ads is something that you're against, then be prepared to pay for premium chat service. And if not, then question yourself whether you are truly against WhatsApp, or is it just because everybody else is worrying about the same thing, therefore you also want to worry about it. Next up, MCMC's Twitter account went nuts and then shut down. Earlier yesterday, the Malaysia Communication and Multimedia Commission posted a tweet reminding the public to exercise prudent social media posting, saying that it will monitor all of social media for content that spreads misinformation, especially on royalty, religion, and races. Not long after, Twitter exploded with MCMC's very own old tweets, spewing hatred and a lot of angst at everything and everyone. Apparently, these were tweets from 2013 and 2014, according to the timestamps, which led everyone to believe that MCMC's Twitter account was sold to them by a very angry person, possibly back in 2013 or 2014. And yes, they didn't bother to wipe their account clean before converting it to our national communications and multimedia account. Their account, the Twitter account, was later locked down yesterday evening, but the hashtags are still rampant with people sharing screenshots of those old tweets. MCMC went on to say, to state that their account were hacked, and they didn't provide a lot of information on how the hack happened, who did it, and any forms of information, not just yet. But it does seem a bit weird, because if an account gets hacked, unless this hacker is like really top notch, right? How is this hacker able to embed old nasty tweets from as far back as 2013 or 2014? Perhaps they use a third party scheduler that can backdate all the way till 2013, 2014 just to run a little bit of a prank. That could be one of the possibility, but I don't believe MCMC is dumb enough to not purge all of the old tweets before getting a new before taking over somebody else's account. In fact, I don't even know why MCMC wants to take over somebody else's account, unless the account handle MCMC is something that they want. If an update happens, then you will hear it from me next week. But in any case, just for the fun of it, you can go to Twitter, look for hashtag MCMC, and check out what kind of really, really angry tweets this previous owner used to spew out on a daily basis. David Attenborough isn't coming back to Instagram. Last year, Sir David Attenborough started an Instagram account to spread knowledge and awareness on conservation. His account broke the world record by being the fastest to reach 1 million followers in about 4 hours and 44 minutes, even faster than Jennifer Aniston. At the time, his reason for getting on social media was to educate the younger generation on conservation, accepting the fact that older peeps are just too old to teach. Last November, he dropped out of Instagram, and he said that he's not planning to return. I guess social media is a beast not all can manage. Get it? He's a guy who manages beasts, and social media is a beast that he can't manage. In any case, if you are following David Attenborough's account on Instagram, be prepared to just, I don't know, unfollow him, because it's probably dormant, and he said that he's not going to come back. So yeah, and if you really want to get to him, he says it's better to just write to him and he will return the letters, not emails. Yep. Snap levels up maps with new acquisition. The social media company Snapchat just bought up a local data startup called StreetCred. As a result, the 4-member team of the small company will join Snap in building the Snap Map features. Snap Map has been the primary source of people discovering snaps from all over the world. There's also been plans to bring AR lenses into the localities within the Snap Map, which perhaps this acquisition is intended for. The price of the purchase was not disclosed, but we do know that StreetCred will shut down. Right, so that's all for Social Media Weekly this week. Social Media Weekly podcast is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and we post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook. This is Social Media Weekly episode 13, January 2021. My name is Sean. Stay safe. Stay at home if you can. Well, stay at home, period. Au revoir.